Title: Managing Samples and Folders for Neuro in Ableton Live, Beginner Workflow Lesson. All right, let's make your Neuro drum and bass workflow faster, cleaner, and way more fun to write in. Because Neuro lives or dies on momentum. The moment you're inspired, you need to be able to grab a kick, audition three snares, layer an impact, print a bass growl, and keep moving. If you're digging through mystery folders named New Pack 27 Final, the vibe is gone. In this lesson, we're building a beginner-friendly system that's also pro-ready. We'll set up a neuro-focused folder structure on your drive. Hook it into Ableton's browser, so it's one-click accessible, use Collections as your favorite system, build a reusable drum rack layout, and then set up a printing workflow so your own sounds become your secret weapon. Let's start with the big idea. Your library should help you make decisions quickly. Step 1 is building a folder system that matches how you actually write drum and bass. Create a top-level folder somewhere stable, ideally on an SSD. Name it something like Audio Library, then inside that, DNB Neuro Library. Now inside DNB Neuro Library, create main categories, drums, bass and synth, FX, vocals, reference and tools, and a big one called prints. Here's why prints is so important. Neuro is a resampling genre. You're going to process things, bounce them, distort them, resample again, and suddenly you've got gold. Prints is where your gold lives. It's your signature library, and it should be separate from downloaded packs. Inside drums, break it down in a way that feels like actual session decisions. Kicks one shots, snares one shots, claps and rims, hats closed, hats open, tops loops, perk and foley, breaks jungle, shakers and rides, and optionally a drum bus resamples folder for bounce drum loops or hits you've processed. Inside bass and synth, keep it practical. Neuro one-shots for fills, Neuro loops for movement, res, sub, and mid-range textures. Effects gets impacts, risers and drops, downlifters, atmospheres and glitches. Vocals can be phrases, shouts, and textures. Reference and tools can be reference tracks, MIDI grooves and patterns, and Ableton projects or templates. Then prints gets subfolders for drums, bass, FX, and rendered one-shots. Quick coach note here, because this saves people a ton of pain later. Keep your source library read-only and your work write-only. Read-only means your original packs. Don't move them. Don't rename them once you started using them in real projects. That prevents broken links. Write-only means your own outputs. Anything you create gets saved into prints. That way, your creative evolution grows, but your source stays stable. Now step 2. Add this into Ableton so it's not just a folder somewhere on your drive that you forget about. Open Ableton Live and look to the left at the browser. Find Places, click Add Folder and select your DNB Neuro Library. Also, add your current project folder. And we're going to add one more folder that will keep you sane. An incoming samples folder. Put your places in a smart order. I recommend current project first, then prints, then your main library folders like drums, bass, effects, and finally incoming samples. This matters because it reduces friction. You don't want to scroll. You want muscle memory. Step 3. Create that incoming samples quarantine folder. Make a folder called Audio Library, Incoming Samples. And here's the rule. Anything you download goes here first. Random packs, one-off samples, stuff your friend sends you, everything. Then, once a week, you do a quick cleanup session. Delete the junk, rename the good stuff, move it into the correct place in your DNB Neuro library. This prevents what I call sample landfill. And sample landfill leads to two problems. You stop trusting your library, and you waste your best creative time searching. Step 4. Ableton Collections. This is your speed sauce. In the browser, you'll see collections with colors. These are basically your favorites, but better, because you can tag individual samples or whole folders. Set up a simple mapping. For example, red is go to kicks, orange is go to snares, yellow is crisp tops and hats, green is neuro bass prints, blue is impacts and downlifters, purple is jungle breaks, pink is vocal shots. Then as you find a sound that consistently works, you assign it a color. Right-click, assign color. Done. Extra coach note. Beginners often tag too much and then collections becomes meaningless. So use two tiers mentally. Tier 1 is daily drivers, like 10 to 20 total sounds that get you sketching instantly. Tier 2 is special sauce, weird metals, cinematic tales, glitchy stuff you pull out on purpose. Keep tier 1 tiny, and suddenly writing gets fast. Step 5, renaming. Because zip file names are the enemy. You do not need to rename every single sample in your entire life, but the ones you use a lot and the ones you print, should be readable at a glance. Use a simple convention like type, tone, length, BPM, key, source. Only include what matters. So you might have snare neuro crack short or top loop shuffle 174 BPM or bass growl A1 bar 174 or impact metal hit long. If you do this, you stop auditioning blind. You start choosing. Another sneaky trick, rating by prefix. If you put something like at the start of a file name, it will float to the top in any folder, in any program. So exclamation snare neuro crack becomes instantly accessible even outside Ableton. Step 6. Build a reusable neuro drum rack using only stock devices. Create a MIDI track and drop a drum rack onto it. Now map the pads in a way that matches drum and bass habits. Put kick on C1, snare on D1, clap or rim layer on D-sharp 1, closed head on F-sharp 1, open head on A-sharp 1. Put perks and foley around C2 to D2, ride on F2, crash on G2, and impact on A2. On each pad, load simpler in one-shot mode. For one-shots, turn warp off. Set voices to 1 so you don't get accidental flams when notes overlap. Turn snap on so start points lock in tightly. Now here's a huge workflow win. Inside the drum rack, use return chains. This audio version is shortened for playback.